大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那今天的节目呢，我们要来缅怀和纪念中国最近过世的两位科学界的，而且对我们社会生活影响非常非常大的两位泰斗。
That's right, we are talking about a pair of titans, Chinese titans of science.
Yeah, and they recently both passed away. 肝胆外科专家吴孟超杂交水稻之父袁隆平在上个礼拜的时候，因为他们都是其实都非常高寿，90多岁的过世啊，朋友圈好多好多大家就发相关的在纪念他们的东西。
Right, right, and our comment section too.
我们其实很多听众用户就说希望我们做一期节目啊， So here we are today. 那今天我们的节目呢，有一点像一个精读课吧，因为我们摘取了一些非常好的，主要是讲袁隆平先生的一些成就，然后他的贡献的这个、
right.
文章，然后我们会从中挑选一些非常精华的词和用法给大家来做一些诠释。但是呢，我注意到、Adam 在形容吴孟超和袁隆平两位老先生的时候，你用到了一个英语词叫做
Titan
T-I-T-A-N 是吧？
Yes, like Titanic.
那个船
Really bigship. Now, we don't need to think about it as a really big ship because the word is much older than the ship. It just means really, really, really big, really important part or thing.
没错，所以就是中文泰斗。我们中文说科学界的泰斗。So you can say they were titans of science.
Right. Now, of course, you could also say titan of business, titan of English teaching podcasts.
哦，就 titan of 后面那个领域、
Field.
是吧？好的，而且这两位老先生呢，他们也都是院士。这个词 Adam 也 kind of looked up 查了一下。
Still looking at it. Yeah, I'm still looking at it now. I have to think about it.
院士。
Academician. Academic. Academic is the word we use all the time.
对，我觉得这个很有中国的这个特色 context， 因为我们讲到院士，是我们有一个机构，中国最高的这个Chinese Academy of Science、mm-hmm. 中科院，然后我们最贡献最大的最 prestigious 的这个 title 就是院士。英语里面 academician 这个词可能跳出这个范畴就不太看到，是吧？
I mean, you'll see it, but like I say, words like academy in the Chinese Academy of Sciences or academic are words that we would use all the time. This one, Adam has to look up the pronunciation a couple times.
所以我就说这个是非常 specific to 中科院院士的头衔。
Yes.
Academician、mm-hmm. 啊，我们就知道 academy 是学术。然后什么 academic 呀 academia 啊
right,
这些都是差不多的意思
right
好那接下来我们先来看看吴孟超先生他是中国非常有名的一位肝胆外科的专家而且是 pioneer 开创者
okay so I would say leading expert
leading expert
right so the leading dot 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 expert
表示了他在这个学界的地位对吧他是一个 leading 最顶尖的一个 expert
right. Right.
你刚刚说 liver 就是肝但是吴先生他是肝和胆、different organs different part 但是 the most proper academic word to describe 肝胆科是、
hepatobiliary、
once again 这个也是日常生活中你可能不太会看到的一个词因为日常生活中我们说肝的话就是 liver right、
yeah.
liver disease or liver operation 要去做一个肝的手术
you will see words that are similar to this like bile
bile 就是胆或者我想到的是 hepatitis
yeah, yeah.
肝炎对吧 hepatitis A 甲肝啊 B 啊 C 这样、
right.
对吧这个 hepa 就是肝相关的、
right.
hepatobiliary
wow nice that's better than
biliary 就是讲的和胆
bile
相关的是吧、hepatobiliary、
wow.
expert、外科医生我们是说 surgeon 对不对
right right so the practice the activity is called surgery、and the person who does surgery is a surgeon
然后内科就是 internal medicine, right?
Yes.
好，而且吴先生他是 well into his 90s, he was still actively working and doing operations, doing surgeries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so that reminds me, we often say perform.
Oh, to perform.
Perform a surgery. Just like perform a show, perform a play. We perform, well, I don't, but other people perform surgery.
Surgery. Okay, 所以做外科手术就是 to perform a surgery.
Right.
好，那看完吴先生之后，接下来我们来看看杂交水稻之父袁隆平。And I know you told me that last week you saw this name so often, 但是你那个时候不知道袁隆平是谁。
Yes, because as a foreigner, you know, you learn some Chinese characters, and you learn how to say them, and you learn what they mean by themselves.But then suddenly they're put together in a way that you've never seen before. And you have to figure out the meaning very quickly. Oh, it's a person. Oh, this person did this really important thing.
是是，因为你上周在朋友圈看到你很多的朋友在发袁隆平，对吧？好， speaking of this really important thing that he did, 杂交水稻。
So the key word here is hybrid rice.
Okay, hybrid rice. 那现在我们常看到 hybrid, 我觉得是车，很多的车是。
Hybrid cars.
混合动力啊，油电混合。但是 hybrid 它的意思就是 mix, 是吧？
Yeah, you're putting two things together.
Okay, so in the context of Mr. Yuan's work, it's about rice.
Okay, so before we were using words like expert, now we could change to a word like father.
因为他是开创者，对不对？ He kind of gave birth, father of hybrid rice.
Right.
其实讲到 rice 这个词，我觉得很有意思，因为 rice 我们一般口语中就是米或者饭，米饭。
Right.
但是水稻是那个植物 ，you know, 杂交水稻。但英语里面 ，we still use the same word rice.
Right. Now we did research on this. We did check the word that I learned when I was a kid was paddy, but I always thought that meant field.
Field.Yeah, rice paddy 就是稻田啊。Paddy 是那个 field.
Right, right. But when we put 水稻 into 百度翻译, it said paddy. That was the first thing that came up.
其实水稻就是 it's the plant.
Yeah,
然后米是上面的那个 grain.
It's weird because the word paddy was the first word there, but it had a picture of the plant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you guys can check for yourselves.
我们想说的就是水稻在英文我们就是说 rice 就可以了。
Or if you really need to be specific,Rice plant. The rice plant.
Yeah, yeah. 然后 Adam, 你知道我们中国人对袁隆平对袁爷爷的感情那么深就是因为中国是世界上人口最多的国家嘛、人口大国但是怎么 feed 这么多的人
right,
对不对
right, right, it's a lot of mouths to feed.
怎么解决我们能吃饱的这个问题 So he played a critical role in that.
Right, well, up until now, we've just talked about his...invention or his contribution as being hybrid rice. But what does that mean? We're mixing this, we're mixing that. Well, the effect was that this rice became a high yield crop.
它是一个非常高产的作物。It really boosted the harvest.
Right.
提高了农产量嘛。
Right, so here is when we often use the word yield. Harvest will always yield results, just like your investments will yield.A return.
所以 high yield 就是高产哈。Crop 就是 plants 啊什么。
It's a plant for food.
Food 农作物，然后你可以吃的粮食。
Or the cows can eat. Some creature is eating this food.
我们做节目之前在准备的时候说，crop 中文是农作物吗 ？Adam 说是庄稼。我说哦，你中文很好。
I was born on a farm, so these words are really important to me.
So high yield crop.然后我们可以说 his discovery has been credited with solving or alleviating famine.
That's right. So there's a lot to unpack there. Famine is probably where we should start because that has the most to do with food. Famine means there is no food.
大饥荒就会用 famine, 对不对？比如英国以前历史上什么 the Great Potato Famine.
Oh, the Great Potato Famine, right. Or if you're very, very hungry, you can say, I'm famished.
但这个词我们要 要看一下它的发音，因为它有一点像 farming， 务农是不是耕作 farm， 但是它 F-A-M-I-N-E
Right, famine
那我们来看看这个比较难的词 alleviate、
Okay, so alleviate basically means to make it better or make it less painful. So for example, medicine will alleviate pain.
Pain, 对，所以我们讲到很多比如饥荒啊，还有贫穷 poverty、常常会看到 our goal, our target is to alleviate or even eradicate,
okay,
是吧、
right.
Eradicate 就更彻底，就彻底消除、
right. Completely get rid of. Alleviate is usually the idea that we can't really get rid of it all,
对
but we can do our best to make it better.
是的是的 He was credited with、这个如果当你觉得一个人做了很大的贡献的时候你要给他表彰你要给他认可就是You're crediting them with something.
Right, but we often use this in the passive. Some person has been credited with doing something or credited for his achievement. So generally speaking, we could say, you know, Jenny and Adam credit so-and-so, but usually it's passive.
对，被动出现比较多，因为通常你这个荣誉奖励是别人给你，它才有意义嘛，对不对？
Right.
所以我觉得就一位科学家哦，袁隆平真的，他是我们的 national hero。是一个我们中国的英雄 because like we said he managed to feed us、
right.
to feed the world's most populous country
populous yes yes when I think about populous I definitely think about China
所以这个 populous 就是从比如 popular population 来的、
Right, so it just means has a large population
所以它是不是比较正式的一个词啊、
mm-hmm,
因为比如你说一个国家或者一个城市有很多人 You say it has a large population
Right
Or it has many people
Right
但是当你正式比如你在写论文啊、写文章或者我们看新闻报道的时候就会看到比如 the world's most populouscountry.
Right, or even if you just want to use a pattern like this, like the world's most adjective country,、you can't say world's most population country.
没错，你这里一定要一个形容词、对不对 ?Which populous is,、
right.
it's an adjective. 好的，那我们今天 why don't we finish our show with a quote from 袁隆平，我们引用袁爷爷自己的一句话来总结他的一生，好不好
?Okay, the quote is, my lifetime pursuit is to ensure all people stay away from hunger.
我的毕生追求就是要确保人们可以远离饥荒啊。我们先来看看追求这个词英语是
Pursuit.
Your pursuit.、然后它的动词是 to pursue 一个东西、
right.
对不对 To pursue a career、
right.
in agriculture.
Right, or science.
Science. 那名词就是 pursuit.
Right.
So,You can ask someone, what's your pursuit? What's your career pursuit?
Right, right. I mean, it is a fairly formal word. You will see it in things like the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of something.
追求什么。但我们这里说的是你一生你毕生的追求。
Okay, so lifetime pursuit.
所以 lifetime 在这里也有点像形容词是吧
Yes、
So someone's lifetime pursuit 肯定就是对他最最重要的事情、And he talks about to ensure all people stay away from hunger
Right
就让我想到 the United Nations 联合国在袁爷爷过世以后 They credited him with alleviating famine for the populations of not just China
Right
But the wider world,
Africa,
parts of Asia,、很多很多地方都是因为杂交水稻的 breakthrough, 我们现在有 high yield crop、and manage to feed a lot more people.
Right, and so that's why so many people are grieving or mourning his passing.
对，很悲伤啊，在缅怀他。另外就是 he was a very accessible guy, because、he was on media doing interviews quite、a lot. 然后你就感觉我刚刚说 accessible 是一个很亲近的人、That's why people call him Grandpa Yuan.、
Right.
他真的就是让你感觉是 Grandpa 那个感觉。
It is interesting to see in English media when people always talk about he was so beloved by the people that he was called Grandfather Yuan.、Right? It's just, it's very, very...
Formal.
Very formal, but it really touches you.
Yeah. 好 ，and do you like rice?
I do like rice.
你经常会吃米饭啊
？I eat my fair share of rice. Yes.
现在我想我们绝大多数的人都不会为了下一顿有没有饭吃担忧 ，and we really need to credit 原爷爷 with、
right.
you know solving that problem
sure,
for us
sure, sure.
because not too long ago that was something people had to worry. About.
Absolutely.
那我们今天的节目就到这儿，大家也可以在留言专区来分享你对这两位 Chinese Titans.Of science 的缅怀 Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye for now.